Section 10M, Vehicle Inspection Test. This section covers internal inspections, all vehicles, passenger vehicle inspections, school bus vehicle inspections, lights operations check, all vehicles, external inspections, all vehicles, combination vehicle inspections. Federal and jurisdictional laws require that CDL drivers inspect their vehicle to determine if it is safe to drive. A vehicle inspection will help you find problems or defects that can cause a breakdown or, even worse, a crash. It is important to inspect all vehicle components for proper working order. During your CDL vehicle inspection test, your inspection will focus on the safety critical items for the operation of your vehicle. During this inspection, you must show you have the knowledge to determine the vehicle is safe to drive. During the test, you will only be required to inspect one vehicle axle. However, you should be prepared to perform the same inspection described in Section 11M.5.2 on all of the vehicle axles. The vehicle inspection used to evaluate your basic knowledge does not cover all the federal inspection guidelines. It is your responsibility to be knowledgeable of the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Regulations. For safety purposes, you should use wheel chocks during the vehicle inspection test. You will have to walk around and enter and exit the vehicle to conduct the inspection. When exiting the vehicle, you must set the parking brake or brakes and place the vehicle in neutral. When entering and exiting the vehicle, you must safely exit and enter by facing the vehicle and maintaining 3 points of contact at all times. When entering or exiting a bus, safely enter or exit by facing forward and maintaining a firm grasp on the handrail. You are only required to inspect the items on the CDL vehicle inspection checklist. You may use the checklist provided in this section for your test and check off items as you have completed them, but no additional markings or writing may be placed on this list prior to the test. You must name, point to, and or touch and fully explain to the examiner what you are inspecting each safety critical item for. If you do not, you will not get credit for the item or items. You will not have to crawl under the vehicle. Any vehicle that has components marked or labeled, other than by the manufacturer, cannot be used for the vehicle inspection test. Failure to follow instructions or unsafe act. Failure to follow examiner instructions for completing the test as directed may result in an automatic failure, and the test may be terminated by the examiner. Always follow the examiner's instructions and directions. If you do not understand the instructions, ask the examiner for clarification. Committing an unsafe act, e.g., forgetting to set the parking brake, may result in an automatic failure for an unsafe act, and the test may be terminated by the examiner. Safety of the driver, the examiner, and the testing area is of the highest priority. Always think safety. 10M.1, Internal Inspection, All Vehicles. Study the following vehicle parts for the vehicle you will be using during the CDL vehicle inspection test. You should be able to identify each part and tell the examiner what you are looking for or inspecting. 10M.1.1, In-Vehicle Engine Start. Lighting Indicators. Description: Dashboard indicator lights for signals, flashers, headlight high beam, anti-lock braking system, ABS, and diesel exhaust fuel, DEF, or diesel particulate filter, DPF. Why inspect? Indicates which functions are active or warns of problem vehicle components. Inspection. Each of the following items must be inspected. Inspect to make sure the dash indicators work when the vehicle starts and when corresponding lights are turned on, including left turn signal indicator, right turn signal indicator, four-way emergency indicator, high beam headlight indicator, ABS indicator on dashboard, and for combination vehicles only, the rear driver's side trailer ABS light should turn on, then off, if equipped, DEF indicator, if equipped. Note, operational inspection of actual turn signals, Four-way indicators and high beam functions must be done separately during the lights operation inspection described in Section 11M.4. Emergency equipment. Description: required emergency equipment. Why inspect? Emergency equipment must be available and in usable condition. Inspection. Inspect for 3 red reflective triangles, 6 fuses, or 3 liquid burning flares. Inspect for a properly charged and secured fire extinguisher. Inspect for spare electrical fuses, if used, or identify circuit breakers. Note: if the vehicle is not equipped with electrical fuses, you must mention this to the examiner and identify that the vehicle operates on circuit breakers. Windshield and traffic monitoring devices. Description: windshield, mirrors, and other monitoring devices, such as cameras. Why inspect? Cracks, obstructions, stickers, or dirt in the driver's viewing area can cause the driver to lose sight of changes in road conditions or other traffic around the vehicle. Inspection. Inspect that the windshield is clean with no obstructions except for an inspection sticker. There can be no damage, such as cracks or flaws to the glass. Inspect that mirrors are clean and adjusted properly from the inside when present. If equipped, inspect that rear and side view monitoring devices or cameras are clean and in working condition. Devices should be viewable from the inside, and the video display must be operable and adjusted for viewing. Wipers and washers. Description: windshield wipers and washers. Why inspect? Wipers improve visibility during rain and snow. Worn blades reduce visibility. Washers assist in keeping the windshield clean. Inspection. Inspect that wiper arms and blades are secure, not damaged, and demonstrate wipers operate smoothly by turning them on and off. Inspect for windshield washer fluid and demonstrate windshield washers operate correctly by activating the washers. Heater and defroster. Description: heats cab or passenger compartment and prevents frost or condensation from forming on windshield. Why inspect? The defroster improves visibility, especially during cold weather. Inspection. Identify, describe, and demonstrate the heater or heaters and defroster or defrosters work correctly by operating the controls. Horn or horns. Description: air and or electrical horns used for warning other roadway users, e.g. cars, motorcyclists, bicyclists, and pedestrians. Why inspect? The horn is a device that must function properly in order to warn other roadway users of your presence. Inspection. Inspect that air horn and or electric horn work. Parking and trailer brake check. Description: keeps vehicle from moving or rolling when parked. Why inspect? The parking brake or brakes must function when a vehicle is parked, especially when on a grade or hill. A vehicle allowed to roll could cause damage or injury to other roadway users or property. Inspection. You will be required to demonstrate the parking brake check and trailer parking brake check if equipped. This procedure is designed to determine that the parking brake or brakes are working correctly and they keep the vehicle from moving. Parking brake. With the parking brake engaged, trailer brakes released on combination vehicles if applicable, remove foot from service brake and inspect that the parking brake will hold the vehicle by gently pulling forward with the parking brake on. Trailer brake. With the parking brake released and the trailer parking brake engaged, combination vehicles only, remove foot from service brake and inspect that the trailer parking brake will hold the vehicle by gently pulling forward with the trailer parking brake on. Also assists in checking the coupling connection with the trailer. Service brake check. Description: procedure to be followed to inspect the application of air, hydraulic, or electric service brakes. Why inspect? This procedure is designed to make certain that air, hydraulic, or electric service brakes are operating correctly for normal operation. Inspection. You will be required to demonstrate the application of air, hydraulic, or electric service brakes. This procedure is designed to determine that the brakes are working correctly and that the vehicle does not pull to one side or the other at a low speed. Pull forward at 5 mph, apply the service, foot, brake, and come to a complete stop. Inspect to see that the vehicle does not pull to either side and stops when the service brake is applied. If the vehicle pulls to either side or does not stop well, the brakes may not be working correctly. 10M.1.2, air brake or hydraulic brake check, based on type of brake system. Air brake check, air brake equipped vehicles only. Description, procedures to be followed in inspecting air brake systems. Why inspect? Air brake safety devices vary. This procedure is designed to make certain that safety devices are operating correctly as air pressure drops from normal to low air conditions. Loss of air pressure will cause the emergency brakes to activate, causing an abrupt and uncontrolled stop. Inspection. Failure to explain and demonstrate, perform all four parts of the air brake check correctly will result in an automatic failure of the CDL vehicle inspection test. The proper procedures for inspecting the air brake system are as follows. 1. Air gauge and governor cutoff check. Chock the wheels, start the vehicle, and inspect that the air gauge is working and builds the air pressure to governor cutoff, approximately 120 to 140 psi, and identify the cutoff pressure for your vehicle. 2. Air leakage rate test. Shut off the engine. Return the key to the on or battery charge position. Release the parking brake, all vehicles, and the tractor protection valve, combination vehicle. Fully apply the foot brake. Once the air gauge is stabilized, hold the foot brake for 1 minute. Inspect the air gauge to see if the air pressure drops more than 3 pounds in 1 minute, single vehicle or trailer without air brakes, or 4 pounds in 1 minute, combination vehicle. 3. Air warning device or devices test. Without restarting the engine, make sure the key or electrical power is in the on or battery charge position. Begin fanning off the air pressure by applying and releasing the foot brake. The low air warning devices, buzzer, light, and flag, should activate before air pressure drops below 55 psi or level specified by the manufacturer. It is the applicant's responsibility to know the vehicle manufacturer's specifications. 4. Emergency brake or brakes test. Continue to fan off the air pressure. The parking brake or emergency brake valve should close, pop out, between 20 psi and 45 psi, no less than 20 psi and no more than 45 psi. On air-operated trailers, the tractor protection valve and trailer parking brake or emergency brake valve should close, pop out, at the same time or prior to the valve for the truck or tractor or bus. You will need to identify the level specified by the manufacturer for the vehicle you are testing in. If the vehicle's valves are not designed to pop out, you will need to listen for the sound of air discharging from the air system, which indicates the parking, or emergency, brakes have been applied. If the vehicle is equipped with a backup air system, you will need to explain that there is a backup system and that the valve or valves will not pop out. Note, you will need to explain the specific procedures specified by the manufacturer for the vehicle you are testing in. It is your responsibility to know and describe to the examiner the vehicle manufacturer's specifications for air systems. Or, hydraulic brake check, hydraulic brake equipped vehicles only. Description, procedure to be followed to inspect hydraulic brakes. Types of hydraulic brake systems and inspection procedures will vary. Why inspect? Damaged hydraulic hoses, leaks in the braking system, or low hydraulic fluid will result in a partial or total loss of the braking system that may result in increased stopping distances or a crash. Inspection. Failure to explain and demonstrate the hydraulic brake check correctly will result in an automatic failure of the CDL vehicle inspection test. This check is designed to see that the hydraulic brakes operate correctly. Use the following hydraulic brake check steps based on your vehicle's system specifications. Inspect that indicators and warning systems are functioning as specified by the manufacturer, if equipped. With the transmission placed in park, identify the normal height of the brake pedal and inspect brake pedal pressure, i.e., pump the brake pedal 3 times and then hold it down for 5 seconds, or as specified by the manufacturer. The brake pedal should not move, depress, after initial application and should be firm and have a sufficient amount of reserve for brake pedal application. Inspect that the hydraulic power assist system or systems, if equipped, are functioning as specified by the manufacturer. Note, hydraulic brake systems vary. Your system may require the ignition to be in the on position and/or the engine running. You will need to explain and demonstrate to the examiner the procedures for your vehicle as specified by the manufacturer. 10M.2, passenger and school bus only. Passenger entry and lift. Description: bus door or doors used for normal entry or exit. Passenger lift used for wheelchair accessibility. Why inspect? All passengers must be able to enter and exit safely. Inspection: inspect that entry door or doors are not damaged, operate smoothly, and close securely from the inside. Inspect that handrails are secure and, if equipped, that the step light or lights are working. Inspect that the entry steps are clear and the tread is not loose or worn. If equipped with a passenger lift, inspect for leaking, damaged, or missing parts, and explain how the lift should be inspected for correct operation. If equipped, lift must be fully retracted and latched securely. Emergency exits. Description: bus doors, roof hatches, or push-out windows used for emergency evacuation. Why inspect? Emergency exits must be operable in order to provide an escape for passengers during a crash or emergency. Inspection: inspect that all emergency exits are labeled, not damaged, operate smoothly, and close securely from the inside. Demonstrate that at least one emergency exit operates smoothly, closes securely, and is not damaged. Confirm that the exit and warnings work properly. Point out and describe how all other emergency exits operate. Inspect that release handles can be operated properly both from inside and outside the vehicle. With the key in the on or charged position, inspect that emergency exit warning devices are working. Passenger seating. Description: passenger vehicle seats and frames. Why inspect? Seats must be safe for passengers to sit in. Inspection: inspect that there are no broken seat frames and inspect that seat frames are firmly attached to the floor. Inspect that seat cushions are attached securely to the seat frames. Passenger monitoring devices. Description: mirrors and monitoring devices, such as cameras, for observing and monitoring passengers or students. Why inspect? Internal, passenger, and external, fender, crossover, and other, mirrors or monitoring devices for seeing and observing passengers or students help the driver to safely observe and monitor passengers or students during driving, loading, and unloading. Passenger or school bus vehicle drivers must be able to see boarding and discharging passengers or students. Inspection: inspect that all internal and external passenger mirrors and mirror brackets are not bent and are mounted securely with no missing parts. Inspect all internal and external passenger mirrors for proper adjustment and that they are clean. If equipped, inspect that passenger monitoring devices or cameras are clean and viewable from the inside, and the video display is operable and adjusted for viewing. Inspect student crossover mirrors, school bus only. 10M.3, school bus only. Student lights, front and back. Description: strobe light, if equipped, alternately flashing amber lights and alternately flashing red lights on school buses. Why inspect? Student lights allow the driver of a school bus to communicate presence and intentions to stop or resume student loading and unloading with other traffic. Inspection. The following student lights must be inspected and the operation demonstrated on both the front and back of the vehicle. Inspect that strobe light, if equipped, is operational and is not broken. Inspect that the strobe light indicator on the dash is operational. Inspect that alternately flashing amber lights, if equipped, on both front and rear of vehicle are operational and is not broken. Inspect that the flashing amber light indicator on the dash is operational. Inspect that alternately flashing red lights on both front and rear of vehicle are operational and is not broken. Inspect that the flashing red light indicator on the dash is operational. Stop arm or arms and safety arm. Description: the stop arm and safety arm on school buses that operate when student loading and unloading lights are activated. Why inspect? Stop arm warns other drivers a school bus is stopping or is stopped. Safety arm forces school students to cross well, e.g. 10 feet, away from the front of the school bus in the driver's view. Inspection. The following school bus safety items must be inspected and the operation of must be described and demonstrated. Inspect the stop arm or arms. If equipped, are securely mounted to the vehicle frame and there are no loose, broken, or damaged parts. Inspect the stop arm extends fully when operated, stop arm lights are operational, and that the stop arm indicator on the dash is operational. Inspect that safety arm, if equipped, is securely mounted to the vehicle frame and there are no loose, broken, or damaged parts. Inspect that the safety arm functions properly in conjunction with the stop arm. It extends fully. First aid emergency and body fluid kits. Description: required emergency equipment, including emergency first aid kit and body fluid cleanup kit for a school bus. Why inspect? Emergency equipment must be available and in usable condition. Inspection: inspect that emergency first aid kit is present and the seal has not been broken, which may indicate missing items. Inspect that body fluid cleanup kit is present and the seal has not been broken, which may indicate missing items. 10M.4 Lights Operations Check, All Vehicles. Lights Operations Check. Description: headlights, high beam lights, turn signals, four-way flashers, clearance lights, tail lights, and brake lights on the front, sides, and rear of a commercial motor vehicle and trailer, combination only. Why inspect? Lights allow the driver of a commercial vehicle to see and be seen and to communicate with other traffic. Inspection: inspect that all lights on the front, sides, and rear of the vehicle operate and illuminate when corresponding lights are turned on, including the left and right turn signals, four-way flashers, low-beam headlights, high-beam headlights, clearance or marker lights, tail lights, and brake lights. Inspect that brake lights come on when brakes are applied and turn off when brakes are released. Note: on a combination vehicle, you need only inspect the rear of the trailer. Note: the operation of all external lights must be inspected from outside the vehicle. You may ask the examiner to assist you in inspecting the external operation of the lights. You will need to direct the examiner to the front, sides, and rear of the vehicle or trailer, combination only, as you conduct the inspection. You are responsible for telling the examiner exactly which lights you would like them to inspect as you activate the lights from inside the vehicle. You will need to roll the window down and speak loud enough for the examiner to hear. If you forget or leave out a specific light, you will not get credit. 10M.5 External Inspection, All Vehicles. 10M.5.1 Front of Vehicle and Engine Area, Engine Off. Lenses. Description: light lenses or covers on the front of the vehicle or tractor. Why inspect? Light lenses or covers must be clean and free of damage for lights to work properly. Inspection: Inspect that light lenses or covers are the proper color, clean, not broken, and not missing. Critical fluid levels. Description: engine oil for engine lubrication, coolant for cooling the engine, steering fluid for assisting wheel action to the front wheels, and brake fluid for vehicle braking, hydraulic brakes only. Why inspect? Proper fluid levels ensure that engine, cooling, steering, and brake systems, hydraulic brakes only, operate correctly and extends the life of the engine and these systems. Inspection. With the engine off, indicate that fluids would be inspected for proper levels, including the engine oil, cooling system and coolant, power steering fluid, and brake fluid, hydraulic brakes only. If applicable, indicate where to inspect the fluid level and where the dipstick or dipsticks or sight glass or sight glasses are located. Identify that you would inspect that the level is between the add and the full marks for each item. Caution: never remove the coolant radiator cap if the engine is hot. Fluid and air leaks. Description: fluid leaks from engine and other vehicle systems, and air leaks if applicable. Why inspect? Fluid loss could indicate component failure in areas where levels might not be readily inspected, e.g. transmission or fuel systems. Air leaks could indicate component failure in areas that may not be readily inspected, e.g. air compressor and other air component or components. Inspection: look for puddles on the ground. Look for dripping fluids around and on underside of engine and transmission. Inspect hoses and air lines, if applicable, for condition and leaks. Steering system. Description: mechanisms that transform steering column action into wheel turning action. Why inspect? Worn, cracked, loose, or broken steering parts could result in loss of steering. Movement in the linkage can cause the vehicle to wander or experience other serious control problems. Inspection: inspect that the power steering box is securely mounted and not leaking. Inspect that all steering hoses and connections are not cracked, worn, or leaking. Inspect that the steering system has no missing nuts, bolts, or cotter keys. Inspect that visible connecting links, arms, and rods from the steering box to the wheel are not worn or cracked, and that joints and sockets are not worn or loose. 10M.5.2, axle components and steering axle. Note: be prepared to perform the same inspection described in this section, 11M.5.2, on any of the vehicle axles. Tires. Description: tire and wheel assemblies in contact with the pavement. Why inspect? Underinflation increases the chance of blowout from excessive heat buildup due to increased flexing of the tire. Low tread depth increases the effect of hydroplaning, reduces traction, and increases stopping distance. Overinflation increases the chances of damage to the tire from curbs and potholes and loss of traction due to less tread in contact with the road. Cuts and bulges may cause tire failure, blowouts, and sudden loss of control. Inspection: the following items must be inspected on each tire. Tire inflation. Inspect for proper inflation using a tire gauge. Make sure all valve stems are accessible. Tire condition. Inspect for cuts and damage that expose body plies to the tire in the tread and sidewall. Make sure that valve caps are not missing and valve stems are not damaged or broken. Look for bumps and bulges in the sidewall and mismatched diameters in dual tires. Tread depth. Inspect for minimum tread depth with a tread depth gauge on all major tread grooves containing wear bars, 4/32 on steering axle tires, 2/32 on all other tires. Note: you will not get credit if you simply kick the tires or use a mallet to inspect for proper inflation. You must mention the use of a tire gauge. Note: if the tires are equipped with an automatic tire inflation system, ATIS, or tire pressure monitoring system, TPMS, that has hoses connected to the tire valve stems, You need only mention that tire pressure is monitored and adjusted by an automatic system and inspect that it is working properly. Rims and wheels. Description: the metal rims and wheels which tires are mounted on. Why inspect? Damaged rims can result in loss of a tire from the rim, loss of a wheel from an axle, loss of air pressure in a tire, a wheel rolling off a rim due to damage to flange or split rim. A damaged wheel can result in loss of vehicle control, leading to a crash. Wheels and rims should be inspected for conditions that could result in a complete or partial wheel separation or air loss in the tire. Inspection. Inspect for damaged, cracked, or bent rims. Rims cannot have welding repairs. Inspect for rust trails that may indicate rim is loose on a wedge wheel, if applicable. Inspect studs and bolt holes to make sure they are not elongated, out of round, and that there are no missing or loose nuts or bolts. Wheel fasteners, lug nuts. Description: holds wheel on axle. Why inspect? Loose or missing lug nuts could result in the loss of a wheel and lead to a crash. Inspection: inspect that all lug nuts are present. Inspect that lug nuts are not loose and there are no signs of rust trails or shiny threads that may show looseness. Inspect that there are no broken studs. Springs and airbags and shocks. Description: leaf or coil springs for dampening wheel vibration forces created by rolling over road surface. Airbags that accompany springs or serve as the primary suspension system. Gas or hydraulic devices, shocks, that cushion vehicle suspension and stabilize the vehicle. Why inspect? Damaged or missing leaf springs or coils may lead to loss of control or a rollover if the vehicle falls on the frame or on a tire. Shifted springs may strike a tire, causing a blowout or interference with steering. Damaged airbags or shocks can affect vehicle handling and stopping distances. Inspection: the following items must be inspected where visible and accessible on each axle. Inspect for missing, shifted, cracked, or broken leaf springs, and inspect that spring mounts are not cracked, broken, or missing any parts. Inspect for broken or distorted coil springs, and inspect that mounts are not cracked, broken, or have any missing parts. Inspect that the air ride suspension is secure, not damaged, and not leaking, if equipped. Inspect that shock absorbers are secure, not damaged, and not leaking, if equipped. Inspect that the vehicle is sitting level, front to rear, and side to side. Note: inform the examiner if the suspension components are not visible or accessible on vehicles such as transit or motor coach buses, and inspect that the vehicle is sitting level, front to rear, and side to side, and note that a leaning vehicle may indicate a suspension problem. Brake lines and hoses and leaks. Description: carries air or hydraulic fluid to wheel brake assembly. Why inspect? Loss of hydraulic fluid may lead to loss of brake power and response. Loss of air pressure may cause wheel lockup. Inspection: inspect that hoses or lines can supply air or hydraulic fluid to the brakes and are not leaking. Inspect for cracked, worn, or frayed hoses or lines. Inspect that all hose or line couplings and fittings are secure. Note: if electric brakes, inspect that electric lines are secure and casing is not worn or cracked. Brake contaminants. Description: contamination, such as grease, oil, etc., that can affect braking performance when slowing or stopping the vehicle. Why inspect? Contaminants on the brakes can cause a reduction in braking friction, which may lead to a crash. Contaminants also create a fire hazard. Inspection: if accessible, inspect for contaminants such as grease, oil, etc., on the brake lining or pads and the brake drum or disc that can affect braking capabilities. 10M.5.3, side of vehicle. Lenses and reflectors. Description: light lenses or covers and reflectors on the sides of the vehicle and trailer, combination only. Why inspect? Light lenses or covers must be free of damage for lights to work properly. Reflectors allow the driver of a commercial vehicle to be seen and to communicate presence with other traffic. Inspection. Inspect that light lenses or covers on the sides of the vehicle and trailer, combination only, are the proper color, clean, not broken or missing. Inspect that reflectors on the sides of the vehicle and trailer, combination only, are the proper color, clean, not broken or missing. Traffic monitoring devices. Description: side view mirrors for rear view of traffic to the sides and behind all vehicles. Other monitoring devices, such as cameras, may be utilized with mirrors or instead of mirrors. Why inspect? Mirrors or other monitoring devices provide visibility to the sides and rear of the vehicle. The driver must be able to see other traffic, especially in blind areas. Inspection. Inspect that mirror or mirrors are clean and not cracked, and mirror brackets are not bent and are mounted securely with no missing parts. If equipped, rear and side view monitoring devices or cameras must be cleaned to view from the inside. Battery and electrical system. Description: batteries that supply electrical current for vehicle functions or serve as a partial or primary source for vehicle power. Why inspect? Damage to the batteries, electrical system, or electric motor can cause vehicle breakdowns or electrical shortage, leading to a fire on board the vehicle. Inspection. Wherever located, inspect that batteries are secure, if visible. Inspect that all connections are tight and should not show signs of excessive corrosion, if visible. Inspect all electrical system cables and lines are secure and not cracked or worn. Inspect that the battery box, cover, or door is secure, if applicable. Note: inform the examiner if the batteries are not visible or accessible. Fuel tank or tanks. Description: a container that holds fuel. Why inspect? Leaks are a fire hazard and can cause driving hazards to other traffic. Fuel on pavement can be very slippery. Inspection. Inspect that all fuel tank or tanks, including diesel exhaust fuel, DEF tank or tanks, if equipped, are securely mounted, cap or caps are tight, and that there are no leaks from tank or tanks or lines. Frame or frames. Description: structural members for supporting vehicle body or trailer body. Why inspect? Loose or cracked frame members may reduce vehicle stability, causing handling and cornering problems, e.g. wandering, possible rollover, resulting in total loss of vehicle control. Cracks, breaks, or holes in the cargo area can result in possible loss of cargo. Inspection. Inspect for cracks, broken welds, holes, or other damage to the frame members, including the trailer, if applicable. Inspect for cracks, breaks, or holes in the cargo area or floor, including the trailer, if applicable. Inspect that trailer tandem release lever and pins are secure, if applicable. 10M.5.4, rear of vehicle or trailer. Lenses and reflectors. Description: light lenses or covers and reflectors on rear of vehicle or trailer, combination only. Why inspect? Light lenses or covers must be free of damage for lights to work properly. Reflectors allow the driver of a commercial vehicle to be seen and to communicate presence with other traffic. Inspection. Inspect that light lenses or covers are the proper color, clean, not broken, and not missing. Inspect that reflectors are the proper color, clean, not broken, and not missing. Note: on a combination vehicle, you need only inspect the rear of the trailer. 10M.6, combination vehicles. 10M.6.1, combination vehicles only. Air and electric lines and connectors. Description: carry air and electricity from power unit to trailer. Why inspect? Air brakes. Loss of air to the trailer will result in a partial or total loss of braking to the towed unit. A low air condition will cause sudden application of the trailer's spring brakes, which may result in loss of control and lead to a crash. Electric brakes. Loss of electrical connection to the trailer will result in total loss of braking and control to the towed unit and can lead to a crash. Electric lines. Damaged lines may result in loss of the vehicle's ability to communicate its maneuvers to other drivers. No turn or brake lights. Not being seen by other traffic at night is a serious traffic hazard and can lead to a crash. Inspection. Inspect that air and electric connectors on the power unit and trailer are seated and sealed, free of damage, and locked into place. Inspect that air hoses and electrical lines are not cut, cracked, chafed, spliced, taped, or worn. Steel braid or electrical conductor must not show through. Listen for air leaks, air brake systems only. Inspect that electrical lines and air lines, if equipped, are not tangled, crimped, or pinched, or dragging against vehicle parts or the ground. Note, you must inspect the connections on both the power unit and trailer to receive credit. For the remainder of this section, 11M.6.1, you will need to study the type of coupling system your vehicle is equipped with that you will be using for your vehicle inspection test, fifth wheel combination or pintle hook combination or all other types of combinations. For fifth wheel combinations only, fifth wheel skid plate, description, plate on which the trailer rests and secures the trailer kingpin. Why inspect? A faulty or damaged fifth wheel skid plate and an improper connection between the tractor and the trailer can result in handling problems, rollover, or separation of the tractor and trailer leading to a crash. Inspection. Inspect that the fifth wheel skid plate is securely mounted to the vehicle by the fifth wheel platform. Inspect for cracks, breaks, or excessive wear. Inspect for proper lubrication, if applicable. Kingpin, apron, and gap. Description. Pin that attaches the semi-trailer to tractor, kingpin, and the metal plate attached to the kingpin that provides the surface for resting the trailer on the fifth wheel, apron. Why inspect? Wear or damage to the kingpin can result in handling problems, rollover, or separation of the tractor and trailer leading to a crash. Inspection. Inspect that the kingpin is in place and not bent, damaged, or worn. Inspect that the visible part of the apron is not bent, cracked, or broken. Inspect that the trailer is lying flat on the fifth wheel skid plate and there is no space between the apron and fifth wheel, no gap. Inspect for proper lubrication, if applicable. Or, for pintle hook combinations only. Pintle hook, description, tow hitch or receiving coupling which the trailer drawbar ring or eye locks into. Why inspect? A faulty or damaged pintle hook and an improper connection between the power unit and the trailer can result in handling problems, rollover, or separation of the power unit and trailer leading to a crash. Inspection. Inspect that the pintle hook is securely mounted to the vehicle frame. Inspect for loose or missing parts including mounting bolts, nuts, pins, brackets, and clamps. Inspect for cracks, breaks, or excessive wear. Trailer drawbar ring and tongue. Description. Trailer drawbar ring or eye attached to the front of the trailer tongue that secures into the pintle hook for coupling. The trailer tongue that extends from the trailer's main body frame to allow for coupling and turning. Why inspect? Wear, damage, cracks, or improper welds in the drawbar ring and trailer tongue may result in loss of the trailer leading to a crash. Inspection. Inspect that the drawbar ring or eye is not bent or twisted. Inspect that the drawbar ring or eye is secured to the trailer tongue and there are no loose or missing bolts, broken welds, or cracks. Inspect that the drawbar ring or eye is not worn. Inspect the trailer tongue for dents, twists, cracks, and broken welds, and that the trailer tongue can support the weight of the load. If extendable, inspect that bolts, locking pins, and cotter pins are in place. Or, all other types of combinations. Note, coupling systems vary. If you have another type of coupling system, you will need to describe to the examiner how it works and what you are inspecting. Tow hitch. Description: tow or receiver hitch and trailer ball, which the trailer coupler rests on. Why inspect? A faulty or damaged tow hitch or other mechanism and an improper connection between the power unit and the trailer can result in handling problems, rollover, or separation of the power unit and trailer, leading to a crash. Inspection: inspect that the tow hitch or other mechanism is securely mounted to the vehicle frame. Inspect sway bar or control if equipped. Inspect for loose or missing parts, including mounting bolts, nuts, pins, brackets, and clamps, including the trailer ball or other mechanism. Inspect for cracks, breaks, or excessive wear. Trailer coupler and tongue. Description: trailer coupler attached to the front of the trailer tongue that latches to the trailer hitch and trailer ball. The trailer tongue that extends from the trailer's main body frame to allow for coupling and turning. Why inspect? Wear, damage, cracks, or improper welds in the trailer coupler and trailer tongue may result in loss of the trailer, leading to a crash. Inspection: inspect that the trailer coupler is not bent or twisted. Inspect that the trailer coupler is secured to the trailer tongue and there are no loose or missing bolts, broken welds, or cracks. Inspect that the trailer coupler is not worn. Inspect the trailer tongue for dents, twists, cracks, and broken welds, and that the trailer tongue can support the weight of the load. If extendable, inspect that bolts, locking pins, and cotter pins are in place. Locking and safety devices. Description: locking, connection, and safety devices that keep the trailer locked into place. Why inspect? The trailer could uncouple during travel if the locking mechanisms are not secured. Safety devices help to keep the locking mechanism in place and provide assistance should the connection fail. Inspection: fifth wheel coupling systems only. Look into fifth wheel gap and inspect that locking jaws or lever are fully secured around the kingpin, and inspect for play between kingpin and locking jaws or lever. Inspect that the release arm is in the engaged position and the safety latch or lock, if equipped, is in place. Inspect the sliding fifth wheel locking pins, if equipped, for damage and the pins are fully engaged. Or, inspection, all other coupling systems. Inspect the locking mechanism or latch for missing or broken parts and make sure the pintle or hitch release lever or latch is locked in place and secure. Inspect that safety pins and cotter pins are in place and not missing if present. Inspect that safety cables or chains are secure, crossed, and free of kinks and excessive slack if present. Breakaway cables must be engaged. 10M.6.2, trailers only. Landing gear and clearance. Description: supports front end of trailer when trailer is not coupled to a truck or tractor. Why inspect? Landing gear must be raised properly so that it will not strike the ground during travel and must clear the back of the power unit while turning. Its handle must be secured to the vehicle so it will not move and strike other traffic. Any damage to landing gear supports may result in the trailer tipping or falling over when disconnected. Inspection: inspect that the landing gear is fully raised, has no missing parts, the crank handle is secure, and the support frame and landing pads are not damaged. If power operated, inspect for air or hydraulic leaks. If tractor semi-trailer, inspect that the fifth wheel is positioned properly so that the tractor frame will clear the landing gear during turns. Reflective tape. Description: reflective tape on the side and rear of the trailer if required. Why inspect? Reflective tape on a trailer allows the driver of a commercial vehicle to be seen and to communicate presence with other traffic. Inspection: inspect that reflector tape on the sides and rear of the trailer are present and affixed securely to the vehicle. Note, reflective tape is only required for trailers. Some jurisdictional laws may require for school buses. Basic control skills test. Remember, the vehicle inspection test must be passed before you can proceed to the basic control skills test, covered in the next section. Class A checklist, tractor semi-trailer or truck and trailer or bus and trailer. Illustrations show a tractor semi-trailer rig and a truck and trailer or bus and trailer rig from above. Continuing with the checklist, in-vehicle and engine start, air or hydraulic brake check, footnote, automatic failure if not performed correctly, continuing with the checklist, parking and trailer brake check, service brake check, lighting indicators, emergency equipment, windshield and traffic monitoring devices, wipers and washers, heater and defroster, horn or horns, lights operations check, all external lights, front of vehicle and engine area, lenses, fluid levels, fluid and air leaks, steering systems, steering axle, tires, rims, lug nuts, springs and mounts, and airbags and shocks, brake lines or hoses and leaks, brake contaminants, side of vehicle, lenses and reflectors, traffic monitoring devices, battery, fuel tank or tanks, DEF tank, frame or frames, combination vehicles only, air and electric lines and connectors, fifth wheel skid plate or pintle hook or tow hitch, kingpin and apron and gap or drawbar ring and tongue or coupler and tongue, locking and safety devices, trailer only, landing gear and clearance, reflective tape, rear of trailer, lenses and reflectors, passenger and school bus only, passenger entry and lift, emergency exits, passenger seating, passenger monitoring devices, school bus only, student lights, front and back, stop arm or arms and safety arm, first aid and body fluid kits. You are only required to inspect the items on the CDL vehicle inspection checklist. You may use this checklist for your test and check off items as you have completed them. No additional markings or writing may be placed on this list. You must name, point to and or touch, and fully explain what you are inspecting each safety critical item for. If you do not do so, you will not get credit for the item or items. Class B or Class C checklist, straight truck or other straight vehicle. Three illustrations show overhead views of example vehicles. Continuing with the checklist, in-vehicle and engine start, air or hydraulic brake check, footnote, automatic failure if not performed correctly. Continuing with the checklist, parking and trailer brake check, service brake check, lighting indicators, emergency equipment, windshield and traffic monitoring devices, wipers and washers, heater and defroster, horn or horns, lights operations check, all external lights, front of vehicle and engine area, lenses, fluid levels, fluid and air leaks, steering systems, steering axle, tires, rims, lug nuts, springs and mounts, and airbags and shocks, brake lines or hoses and leaks, brake contaminants, side of vehicle, lenses and reflectors, traffic monitoring devices, battery, fuel tank or tanks, DEF tank, frame or frames, rear of vehicle, lenses and reflectors. You are only required to inspect the items on the CDL vehicle inspection checklist. You may use this checklist for your test and check off items as you have completed them. No additional markings or writing may be placed on this list. You must name, point to and or touch, and fully explain what you are inspecting each safety critical item for. If you do not do so, you will not get credit for the item or items. Class B or Class C checklist, passenger or school bus. Illustrations show overhead views of example vehicles. Continuing with the checklist. In-vehicle and engine start, air or hydraulic brake check. Footnote, automatic failure if not performed correctly. Continuing with the checklist, parking and trailer brake check, service brake check, lighting indicators, emergency equipment, windshield and traffic monitoring devices, wipers and washers, heater and defroster, horn or horns, passenger and school bus only, passenger entry and lift, emergency exits, passenger seating, passenger monitoring devices, school bus only, student lights, front and back, stop arm or arms and safety arm, first aid and body fluid kits, lights operations check, all external lights, front of vehicle and engine area, lenses, fluid levels, fluid and air leaks, steering systems, steering axle, tires, rims, lug nuts, springs and mounts and airbags and shocks, brake lines or hoses and leaks, brake contaminants, side of vehicle, lenses and reflectors, traffic monitoring devices, battery, fuel tank or tanks and DEF tank, frame or frames, rear of vehicle, lenses and reflectors. You are only required to inspect the items on the CDL vehicle inspection checklist. You may use this checklist for your test and check off items as you have completed them. No additional markings or writing may be placed on this list. You must name, point to, and/or touch and fully explain what you are inspecting each safety critical item for. If you do not do so, you will not get credit for the item or items.